The Gemara Masechta Matzia, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amar Aleph, teaches us. Amra Papa, Hani Mili, the following questions, Boy Mine Debe Rep Papa Bar Abba. The yeshiva students in the yeshiva Rep Papa Bar Abba asked me the following questions. Upshat Di Lahula Sura. And when they asked me what the halach in these questions is, I told them to be machmer. Chada, one time when I passed in that way, was kehilchasa. It was the correct psak. For chada delav kehilchasa. Once, it was the incorrect psak. The first question that he was posed, b'amine malu lolosh ha'isa b'chalav. Can one make dairy bread? U'pashta lo'ili surah. And I said, one may not make dairy bread. Kehilchasa. And that is indeed the halacha. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Ein losh nasi'isa b'cholof, we're not allowed to make a dairy dough. Vim losh, and if somebody did so, kol ha'pas asura, one may not eat that bread. Vim ne hergel haveira. Since bread is such a staple food item, and it's eaten with dairy meals, and it's eaten with meat meals, Chazal were concerned that if somebody's going to make dairy bread, he may come to eat that dairy bread with a meat meal. And he continues saying, Ki yotzba, similarly to halach is, ain't toshin a satana ba'alya, one may not smear to grease the oven with animal fat, kosher animal fat, from tosh, and if somebody greased his oven with animal fat, and then baked bread in that oven, kolapas kula asura, the entire bread may not be eaten, achiyasik asatana, until he kashers his oven. Again, because if the oven was smeared with animal fat, obviously anything that will be baked in that oven will now be fleishiks. And if you're going to bake bread in that oven, the bread will be fleishiks. And Chazal didn't want fleishik bread, which somebody may come eat with a dairy meal. And this is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simit Tzadik Zayin, Ein Loshnas Isa B'cholof, one may not make bread with milk, Shem Yovel Ochlem Basar, you may come to eat that bread with meat. Vim Losh, and if somebody did so, Kol HaPas Osir, Afil Echol Vada. You may not eat that bread, even if you just want to eat it, not as part of a meal, not with dairy, not with meat. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, Vim Hayu Dovim Mut, if what you baked was a small amount, Kedei Echilu Basachas, the amount that's eaten one time, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem, what that means, Oy Shishina Tzuras HaPas, or you change the way the bread looks. Shitein keres shalayach b'basa, that should be obvious that it's dairy, mutter. Kiyotzba, following, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Similarly, ein oifen pas, betana, you may not bake bread in an oven. Shetochu ba'alya, that was smeared with animal fat. V'mofa, and if you did break such bread, dina kisa shenulush b'cholav, it has the same status as bread that was made with milk that is prohibited. And says the Ramah, well, chay noigin lolish pasim chalav b'chag shavuos. That's why they used to make dairy bread for shavuos. Begam moshum el kavod Shabbos. Or they made fleishik bread for Shabbos. Ki kol zeh mechashiv kedova muot. It's considered a small amount because it's all eaten up in Shabbos or Yontif. Gam ki tzurosu meshunim v'shar pas. Also, these breads did not look like the regular bread. Continues the Ramah v'koshkein, pladin, the pashtida, kugel, the mitarin. It says the Ramah v'ein lef v'shum pas im pladin, the pashtida, v'tanar. You shouldn't bake bread together with a dairy food in the same oven. The chashina, we need to be concerned. Shem Yosef Mena Shumer Alapas. The dairy will ooze out onto the bread. Vim Zov Tachtav. And therefore, if the dairy ingredients
go under bread, kilo, dina kilo nilashimai. It becomes full-fledged dairy bread. Menagim losam atfeila b'piatanor, afil v'machmas nagim l'achach atchila. So we have here halacha, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, that one may not make dairy bread or meat bread. Obviously, the situation of making meat bread is less common, but making dairy bread is much more common. The Gemara, however, as we really referenced when we said, when we read the words of the Shulchan Aruch, in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Lamed Vav, Lamed Amar Aleph, Lamed Vav Amar Aleph, however, gives a heter when we may have dairy bread. The Gemara says, if it's Ke'ein Tura, and as Machloikis Rishonim, what does the Ke'ein Tura mean? There are Rishonim that say the definition of Tura means a small amount. And what means Kein Tura means like the eye of an axe, small amount of bread. And there are those that say, there are those Rishonim that say the definition of Tura is that it doesn't have the regular shape of bread. And therefore it's noticeable that this is not your regular bread and you need not be worried that you're going to come to eat the dairy bread with meat. Lalocha, as we just read from the Shulchan Aruch, we accept both leniencies, and whether the bread is small or whether the bread is made with a different shape is enough to be able to make dairy bread. Dalocha, that you're not allowed to make dairy bread, you're not allowed to make fleishig bread, is even if you made the bread out of chicken fat, where the concern is only the rabbanon, could the iser of basar oif b'cholov is only an iser the rabbanon, still Chazal said that it's asur. And the Aruch HaShulchan has a very nice explanation. He explains that if you think about it, even if you eat dairy bread, chas v'sholom, with fleishigs, you're not going to be over an issa d'raisa, because the only time you're over an issa d'raisa is if you cook meat and milk together. Here you're not cooking meat and milk together. Yet Chazal felt that there's a need to make a gzeira not to have dairy bread that you may come to eat with meat. And therefore the same, if Chazal, even though it can never be more than an Issur d'Rabbanan. So therefore here too, even though it can never be more than an Issur d'Rabbanan with meat, with poultry, with basar oif, it makes no difference. Similarly, the Paiskim say, this is quite common, the ingredient, the dairy ingredient that could be used in bread is whey. In halacha, whey is called mei cholov. And in certain circumstances, mei cholov is only considered dairy midrabbanan. Still, the paiskim, the Michas Yitzchak says this in Shailos HaTshuvos Michas Yitzchak, chelek zayin simen and tes, still, even if the entire dairy component is just whey, we have to be machmer. As we discussed, however, if you make the bread a small amount, a small bread, or small roll, or you make it with a different shape, then, as the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, teach us, you have avoided the problem. So now there's a fundamental shaila. What happens? Somebody made a dairy bread, but now he wants to not have to discard that bread. So what I'll do is, after it's somewhat, even though it's already somewhat baked, he'll try to separate it into small amounts, or try to make it have a different shape to save the bread. The Chavastas, this is really based on a placey which is quoted by the Prima Godom, and so Paskins the Chachmas Adam, say that once the bread became usur, you can't fix it. And they explain, because why is it that dairy bread is usur? Is it a knas? Chazal said, if you made dairy bread, we're going to make you discard it. Or is it because we don't want to have dairy bread? So unless there are the specific conditions that we spoke about are met. And that's going to be the nafkamina between the paiskim. If we say it's a knas, so once you made dairy bread, Chazal say that bread is usur, you can't save it. If, however, it's only because we're worried you may come to eat it with fleishiks, so as long as you correct it, it's fine. And as I said, it is the opinion of most poskim that once the bread was made dairy, even though you want to sort of correct the situation, it's not going to make a difference. And therefore, even if you made the dairy bread by accident, or I made somebody else's bread dairy, he never wanted me to do so, or the bread was made dairy by a non-Jew who doesn't have these halachas, still, dairy bread is inherently usur. And this halacha, says the Prima Godim, is even b'shagig. The person didn't intend to do it. I didn't even do it on my own bread. It doesn't make a difference. Why? Because since Chazal were concerned that one is going to eat this dairy bread with fleishiks, they didn't start differentiating what are the circumstances. And therefore, even if it was done, not only if it was done b'shoigig, do we have to be machmer, but even if it was done b'shoigig, and I want to try to correct it, the paiskim say, we have to be machmer. The only time I did see that the paiskim are somewhat lenient, there's a Shalos Tshuva Shoyle Meshiv that the Daki Tshuva actually quotes. That's in a situation where there's a dough on the counter, somebody's preparing the dough, and some milk accidentally poured on that dough. So it's still not going to be mutter. There the Shoyle Meshiv says that if you'll quickly go and separate it into small pieces or change the tzura, there, the Shalom Eshev and other Paiskim, the Ksav Seifer, the Aruch HaShulchan, say that we could be lenient. However, most, there are Paiskim that are not so lenient. Even the Chachmas Adam is only makel the mokum hefsed meruba, and it seems that according to the crazy or placey, we can never be lenient in such a situation. The reason we can't be lenient in such a situation, according to the crazy or placey, is because the moment you make such a bread,
it becomes inherently usur. So even though it was totally inadvertent, there was no human intervention at all, it doesn't change it. It's a shtick isser. It's a piece of isser that nothing can help. This halacha is not only when you put the milk ingredient while you're making the dough, even if after the bread was already baked, somehow or another, the bread became dairy, the halacha is, it doesn't make a difference. Dairy bread is also, it doesn't make a difference at what point it became, it doesn't make a difference at what point it became dairy. Moreover, the Paiskim say, the Masham says, speaks about a situation that let's say you have dairy bread and it's the 9 days where most people don't eat meat during the 9 days. Says the Masham in Chelek Zayin Siman Ayin Vav, since there are circumstances that you could eat meat during the 9 days, by a siyum, sudas mitzvah, somebody sick, therefore it remains usur. Similarly, the Paiskim say that you're not allowed to make dairy bread even for Shabbos. You're not allowed to make fleishik bread for Shabbos, unless the term that we discuss, Mitzvah Shem, because since, and one could make an argument, the Shabbos meals are typically fleishik. So why can't I make dairy bread? The answer is, once Chazal said dairy bread or fleishik bread is usur, it doesn't make a difference what the circumstances are.